Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And here are the headlines. Psych.
Man.
More dad jokes.
You just see, I jumped at the screen like I was about to read something.
You heard about the guy who made lifesavers, right?
No, why?
Well, he made a mint.
Wow.
I'm a pretty smart guy, but I actually only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
I don't know why.
I used to be addicted to soap. But I'm clean now.
Oh my god. Here we go. There's no stopping. He's on a roll.
My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward.
Damn, people tell me that I have the body of a god. Hey, Buddha's god, right?
I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes. She gave me a hug.
That's a good one.
I heard there's still no leads in the beer store theft. It's a cold case.
Oh no.
Why don't the unhoused play baseball?
Why's that?
Because they don't know where home is.
Oh no. The unhoused.
Unhoused. Yeah, you know how that's the new proper politically correct term for the homeless. You're not supposed to say homeless anymore. It's unhoused.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can Google a Fluffy has a bit on it.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen his new stand up 4 times. He is also unhoused at the moment.
I actually got the courage up to ask my wife if I was the only one she'd ever been with. She said yes. All the others were 9s and 10s.
Oh. That one's a bit dark.
Well, she told me that I have 2 faults. I don't listen and something else.
What?
I probably wasn't paying attention. That was another joke, yes.
Oh.
And finally, why don't orphans play hide and seek?
Why is that?
Because nobody looks for them. Ah.
I feel bad for laughing at that one.
You should. I don't feel the least bit bad for telling it. And those are the dad jokes.
2025.
And also in 2025, you are listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music. What's wrong with you?
it's been that kind of a week. So after we're done here, I'm going to probably have a wee nip of some rye and then put myself to bed so that I can get up nice and early and get my miles in. Any day I don't get my full miles, regimen of miles in, it's always a bit of an off day.
I feel ya.
So I was able to get in like 5.5 miles, which is, you know, respectable, but
right.
I prefer to get in, you know, 11 miles on the day, like 8 first thing in the morning, and then like another 3 at like at lunchtime. And then, you know, I feel like I've done something. And then, you know, during the day, I'll, you know, sneak in like little reps of push-ups and crunches, you know, just to kind of, you know, try to whip the old body back into shape.
Yeah.
And I was doing push-ups pretty regularly, and then I kind of quit and went cold turkey. So now I'm kind of building myself back up. So I'm trying to get back up to 150 a day.
Well, hey man, we know it's rough. You know, try being my size and walking that far.
Oh, well, well, I mean, you would think, just, you know, people listen to this, they can't see us. I mean, you would think with everything that I do every day that, you know, freaking built like an Adonis. I've got middle-aged dad bod for sure. I do not look like I walk 11 miles a day. I guess my upper body looks like it can do, you know, that many push-ups because it can.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it all balances out because the other part of my chest, my belly, looks like, dang, how's he doing all them push-ups? So but 2022 was not too long ago, actually. You know what's funny? Every year past since COVID just seems like, you know, like last week.
Yeah, it's been flying by.
It's
been crazy, dude.
But I do want to mention 2022 is significant. I know you won't mention it, but I know that it was a rough year for you.
It definitely was.
You lost your dad.
I did. And January 13th of 2022.
Yeah, I remember you going through that.
Yeah, I appreciate you for all the help too.
That,
there was a bunch of you though. It was like every one of y'all
yeah, I
reached
mean,
out.
That's what family does. You know, that's just what you do. I said you would have done the same for any of us.
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
But as you know, as the year progressed, there were some things that were pretty positive. Dad jokes notwithstanding, that was one of the reasons I kind of wanted to lean into the dad jokes, is just to kind of appreciate the dads. You know, just a reminder that you got to make the most of every moment that you get.
Exactly, and dad jokes, they can be so bad that they're funny.
The first dad joke that my dad ever told that I remember was they were I guess they invented this new sauce to put on like steak and meat, and they just wanted to test it out. So they were in a restaurant and put it on the table, and you know, guy grabbed the bottle and you know, put it on his meat, and he liked it. He's like, "Hey, what's your sheer sauce?" Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's almost as bad. That's not your cheese.
That's nacho cheese.
But yeah, I actually got to hang out with my dad this past weekend. It was really cool. He we as you know, last year he went to, had some really significant health problems.
Yeah, he's going through a lot.
And
Is he doing better?
he is doing better despite getting a, you know, a cancer diagnosis. He was actually diagnosed with prostate cancer, but as far as cancer diagnoses go, it's probably the, you know, the best scenario. The doctor, both the urologist and the oncologist, were like, "We're not even going to do anything about it. We're just going to continue to monitor it because it's so small an
Yeah.
amount, and prostate cancer is so slow moving." And you know, and given, you know, that, I mean, he's in really good shape for his age, but you know, he's still like pushing 80. So they're not, you know, they're really thinking that you know, if he lives long enough for the, you know, the cancer to be an issue, then they'll address it. But
Right.
you know, I think they're figuring that, you know, something else might take him out first. But it'll be close, actually, because he walks 5 miles a day and does dumbbells, and he, unlike me, actually looks like he's in shape. So, but he got it. We went to the oncologist Friday, and then right after he went to the doctors, we got in the car and drove down to Delaware, where he, you know, we spent the weekend with his old, one of his oldest friends. And it was the story behind how they met. I just heard it recently. So this the friend is my Uncle Lenny. I don't know how old I was before I realized that my dad and him weren't actually really brothers, but he was just Uncle Lenny because they were that close. But the story was, my father grew up with a guy, you know, in his neighborhood, and they were like brothers. They were like, you know, they basically like they were born, I think, around the same time, and they just grew up together. They were like really close, like brothers. And then one of my dad, he went to New York, and his mother called him and said that his friend was shot and killed by his wife.
Oh, wow.
And he was, I mean, he was devastated. And it was right around that time that he met my Uncle Lenny. And they, you know, they just clicked. And he said, you know, he said that that friendship filled the void that was left by, you know, the one that was, you know, opened when his friend was shot by his wife.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons that they were so close. But it was kind of cool, you know, spending the weekend. And him and his wife had a beautiful house in Delaware. They lived like in this kind of a, not a gated community, but it's, you know, it's definitely kind of just kind of its own little thing. And you know, they had this nice house built. It's not very big, but it is spacious.
Yeah.
And you know, they you know, had guest rooms. I had no idea, you know, when they, you know, where we were going to sleep. I, you know, didn't know if like my dad and I were going to be on cots in the same hot room. And you know, we each had our own bathroom. His bathroom was
Jesus.
actually in his room. And then my bathroom was like right next to my room. And yeah, just really, you know, really kind of a cool trip. And you know, so we went down Friday night and came back Sunday morning. 2028 was a really interesting year for films.
Whoa,
Have
whoa,
you
whoa.
yes.
2028.
Let me try that again. So 2022 was a really interesting year for films.
Absolutely.
Have you had ample time to curate a list.
I have a top three.
Okay, I've that I suppose we'll have to do.
Okay. All right. And you probably have one of the three on yours. At least
Probably.
one. Let me get started at number three.
Okay.
And this one isn't as good as the first one, but number three is Avatar, Way of the Water.
Okay.
Very colorful, very vibrant, but the story was not as good as the first one.
Okay.
Although I heard they're making a third one, and I will be seeing that one as well.
I think there's going to be a total of five.
A five? Holy moly.
Yeah. And the preview for the new one is out already.
I need to see that immediately.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to five times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yeah, I think it's called The Way of Fire or something, or something fire. It has fire in the title.
That's going to be good. It's just, I don't know. You can't really beat the original. It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious movies. The
Yeah.
first one, definitely by far, is the best one.
Well, I mean, as far as Avatar goes, I liked both of the movies probably equally. I kind of found the quality of the story of the second one pretty much on par with the first one, because to me, the first one was kind of Dances with Wolves in space.
You think so?
Yeah, it was pretty. That's pretty much the story. He was, this guy has a job to, kind of tame the frontier, and then he goes native, and then kind of joins the natives. I mean, it's a little bit different because he takes on the body of one of the natives, but it's pretty much Dances with Wolves. Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
I have seen Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, do you see the
I
parallel
mean,
with
I see the similarity.
I mean, like I said,
Can you
I
hear me?
enjoyed the heck I enjoyed the heck out of both movies, and but it was more because of the just how technically brilliant they both were. They did photorealistic, see complete world building with CG. I mean, there was nothing was shot for like the first movie. I think, except for maybe those walkers, they I think they built like
Yeah.
pieces of them and then put the rest in digitally. But everything was basically all mocap, and the water. Anytime you see water, even in the first movie, let alone the second one, it's all digital. There's no actual. You're not seeing actual water. It's all rendered. That's what to me made those movies really brilliant. I mean, the stories are interesting. They're engaging, but I think that's the actors get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
Cameron's not a bad writer.
Oh,
He's
not at all. And I think he even
but
starred in the first one.
oh I don't know if he was in the first one or not. I mean, if he was in it, it would have been like a, ADR or something. Because I think he did that in Aliens. He put his voices somewhere in Aliens. All right, so that was number three. What's number two?
Number two is based off of a PlayStation original, Uncharted.
Okay.
Have you seen that one?
I might have.
That's a well, I've watched it, I've seen it like five times. But Uncharted is one of my favorite series on the
Okay,
PlayStation.
yeah. It's one regrettably I have not played nearly as much as I wanted to. I have like a couple of them on my in my I downloaded it and they're on one of my PlayStations. I don't know if it's on four or five. I could put it on five, but I'm kind of strapped for room on my five right now.
Oh yeah, I feel you. The thing's like takes up so much space. Every game's like 100 gig.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Then what is your primary pick?
My primary pick is Top Gun Maverick.
Ah. Yeah, well. Well.
Don't
No,
like it?
it's I have every one of your picks in my list.
You have every one of them.
All of your picks are in my list and then some. So, my list is a bit more extensive, but I didn't get to 10.
Oh,
So
what's
I'll
the magic
start.
number?
Well, was it seven?
Oh, that's a good number.
So I will start with my lowest of the picks, Black Adam.
You know, there's a lot of hate on that movie.
There is a lot of hate on the movie, and I think it has more to do with kind of the Rock kind of overplaying his hand a bit. And he kind of there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that he kind of did that may not have been cool. But the movie itself has some redeeming qualities, I think. I enjoyed it actually.
I did
I didn't
too.
like everything about it, but I and I there are certainly a lot of parts that I definitely did like. And then my next pick was Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, which I was entertained, but I might have been one of the few people that was kind of hoping for more from that movie. I found it, it was serviceable, but I thought it could have been better.
I have a funny story about that movie.
Yes.
Oh man, we went to the my buddy and I went to the theater to watch Lost City. And the way their doors are, like, you can go into one, but it was like door 13 and 12. You didn't know which one was which. So we walked into one and we sat down, and we're like, this movie's taking forever to start. We sat there for like 45 minutes, right? And on pops the screen is Doctor Strange. And we sat there for like 15 more minutes watching this, and we looked at each other like, this is not Lost City. And I think Lost City was already halfway over when we got to it. It was a crazy. And I even told this one dude, it was like, you're in my seat. I showed him my ticket. I was like, no, this is my seat. I paid for it. I'm in the wrong theater.
So, Doctor Strange is number six. Number five is Uncharted, which I did enjoy. I like the I love the Nolan North cameo. So the next one is just basically purely on effort. But if I'm being honest, I was also just a little let down with this one. And that was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh,
But what
I haven't
happened?
seen it yet.
Well, what do you do when your lead actor dies? So,
Right.
That was them doing the best they could with what they had to work with. I mean, Ryan Coogler is a master filmmaker, especially for as young as he is. I don't even think he's in his 40s yet. And I have not seen him put a movie on screen that I consider bad. And I'd have to count Wakanda Forever among those.
Yeah.
It has some problems, though. Yeah, my next pick is Top Gun Maverick. So.
Oh.
So I know there are folks who feel a certain kind of way about Tom Cruise, perhaps justifiably so, but he makes good movies, and I enjoyed Top Gun Maverick. And if you haven't seen it yet, go see F1.
That's next on the list immediately.
Same
But
director.
tonight. Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be tonight.
My second to top pick is The Batman.
The 4-hour movie, The Batman.
It was long, which was my my one and only criticism about that movie. It was very long, but it was very well done. And then, of course, my top pick would be Avatar: The Way of Water.
Every one of them awesome.
I think I actually saw it in the theater three times.
Dang.
And it just so happened to be because I saw it on my own, and then I think I went to see it with somebody else, and then I f went to see it a third time with my mother.
When you watched it in theater, did it seem like it was that long?
No, not really.
The same. But then you watch Batman at home and you're like, this is like 6 hours. I
But,
think my favorite Batman, I guess it'd be a series, right? Of two movies would be the Dark Knight Rises and Dark Knight.
I'd have to say it'd be Batman Begins in The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises, I'm partial to because it was actually shot in Pittsburgh, where I live.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nothing like driving downtown, to go to work and seeing like tumblers parked on the side of the street. And fake snow because they shot it in the summer, but it was supposed to be winter. And
Yeah,
then
nothing like seeing the movie afterwards and be like, it wasn't snowing.
the bat, his helicopter thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw them shooting with that, I was like, what is that? And why does it looked, I mean, I guess they just basically used like a practical set piece as a placeholder. 'Cause I mean, the movie, it looked cool. It looked
Yeah.
completely cool. It looked like it actually flew. I think people thought it was real. That was, it was, it was, I think they put it on a, they put something on a crane and there was a fake Batman in it.
I could see how you're impartial to the second one.
Yeah, no, the Dark Knight was a was just regarded as a masterpiece and rightfully so. It's just a complete story. It's so well done. And then on top of that, the cherry on top is Heath Ledger's performance is dang near flawless.
Right.
And I'll admit I was one of the ones that I had to admit that I was wrong when I was like, he cast who to play the Joker? That kid? Heath who? I mean, he's not bad if if you like 10 things I hate about you or did a decent job playing the son and the Patriot, but the Joker? This whole Brokeback Mountain thing I think is going to people's heads.
Right.
I just wish I knew how to quit you. So I wish you knew how to cast a Joker in a movie. What are you thinking, Christopher Nolan? And then he knocked it out. Heath Ledger, and this is saying something because you have to count Jack Nicholson and Mark Hamill and the whole lot. But Heath
Right.
Ledger is probably my favorite Joker. But those are my movie picks.
Those.
I shudder to ask, do you have any TV picks?
I have three. I do have three. I didn't watch a
Okay,
lot of
that's
TV in 2022. If
All right.
you remember, that's also the year I separated from my ex.
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
I do remember.
it was a rough year, man. Look back at it.
It was for sure.
Jeez.
You definitely earned your man tokens that year.
That year was wild. But you know what? It just made me stronger. That's it.
Because it didn't kill you.
Exactly. But I do have three picks, and I will start with number three, and it is the first season of Wednesday. I haven't seen the second season yet, but apparently there's a second part to it coming out September 3rd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that they had separated it, but yeah, that's on my to-do list to watch also. So
Yeah,
maybe
mine
I'll just
too.
wait. Maybe I'll just wait for the second part to drop so I don't end up torturing myself. Okay, so Wednesday.
Yes. And my second pick, this was like a toss-up for me for second and first. I'll just say the second pick was Rings of Power, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, thank goodness.
Because I am a Lord of the Rings fan, but then I watched this show, this number one pick, Tulsa King.
God dang it.
That show, oh my gosh. I can't wait for the new season.
Yeah, I am behind. I did not watch the second season. I watched like the first episode of the second season and then I never went back to it.
Oh
Which is
man.
I think a good thing because now I can just binge it.
Yeah.
But I like it. And I pretty much like all of Taylor not Taylor Anderson Taylor Sheridan's s series. I still have to circle back to Landman as well.
Oh, that's another one. I was
And
actually about to mention that to you.
those are your television picks.
Indeed. What how many picks you got this time?
Just five.
Okay.
I usually keep the TV picks to five. So my number five pick is and I'm a little I have mixed feelings about it. So Moon Knight, which was, a Marvel series. And it
All
was
right.
basically pretty much enjoyable because Oscar Isaac made it enjoyable. But it kind of went nowhere and did nothing overall. My next pick is Tulsa King.
She had never heard
Nope, never. And then my next pick after that is Wednesday.
Still need to watch the season two of it, though.
And then my next pick is a series. I don't know if you'll appreciate it or not,
Yeah.
but the first couple seasons were really good, except for this the season two finale, and then maybe the season three finale also kind of it's the same thing. But The Bear.
The bear. I haven't seen it.
It's considered a comedy. It has, don't get me wrong, there are funny moments in it, but
Yeah.
it's really heavy. It's got some drama, but Jeremy Allen White from Shameless is the lead. He plays Carmen Verrazano.
Okay.
John Bernthal appears in flashbacks. John Bernthal plays his dead brother. And he comes in and every so often and appears in flashbacks. But like Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, Bob Odenkirk is in it, Oliver Platt's in it. It's just a lot of you never know who's going to show up. Rob Reiner shows up in it. Robert Townsend is a recurring character. It's just like loaded with a whole bunch of cameos.
Okay, I'm about to check this out.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's done in a very interesting kind of style.
What streaming platform?
I think it airs on FX, but you can catch it on Hulu.
Okay.
And then my number one pick that comes out of nowhere, and I kind of snake this one in because I didn't discover it in 2022. I discovered it after the fact. Severance.
Severance.
Severance is amazing. It's on Apple Plus.
Okay.
It's the premises of these people who they work for this company, and when they go to work, they have no memory of their outside life. And you know, when they come out of their work environment, they have no idea what they did when they were below. So they're severed.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? A show called Westworld.
Okay.
It was on HBO.
I watched that from beginning to end. But yes, Severed is very, you know, there's two seasons, but 2022 was the first season. And I think my daughter was watching it, and that's when I first started watching it. But a buddy of mine actually recommended it also. And I thought it was, you know, based on the title, I thought it was like, you know, somebody, you know, severance, you know, somebody firing people or something. I didn't, you know, I didn't realize it was that premise, but it's slick and it's pretty clever. And, you know, it has you really kind of thinking about like these concepts, like, you know, if you get fired from the company, then essentially that person dies because he has no memory of his, you know, and the innies and the outies, they like they behave differently because they're you know, their realm of experience and their set of memories are different.
Right.
So, and there's actually one character. Well, actually, there's a couple characters who kind of become adversarial with their outies, but like the one character. Their Audi is actually a part owner of the company, and you know, they put themselves in for whatever reason, but they just completely have really competing agendas. And then they, you know, they built up to an episode where like the one character ends up talking to the innie and the Audi have a video camera and have a conversation with each other.
Excuse me.
It's pretty interesting. But yeah, if you can check that out on Apple Plus,
that'll be a to-do list right there.
So we've come to the part where I am both anticipating and also dreading some of these that are going to come out, because I know my picks. But as I've said, you know, ever since like the 2000s, I've really pretty much stopped listening to music per se.
Well,
so
I'm the same way with 2022. I didn't listen to much, so I don't really have a list, but I do have two artists that came out that year that was like their biggest year.
Okay.
So I will recognize them. Will that work?
Fair enough.
All right. So we're going to recognize Morgan Wallen and The Weeknd for having an exceptional year.
Okay. Interesting that I didn't have any picks from The Weeknd, but I was doing some scrolling on YouTube because I was like, "said what did he do in 2022?" But I was like, to be fair, I didn't. I really wasn't. I wasn't jamming to him in 2022. But I still respect the work.
Absolutely.
He's one of the few newer artists that I dig what he does.
Or can tolerate.
Right. Because there's not a whole lot that I can tolerate because they don't make music anymore.
They make noise. Anyway,
they do. But okay, well, as far as songs go, and I really kind of didn't discover any of these songs during 2022. I, you know, kind of discovered them, you know, afterwards. Actually, that's not entirely true. I think the one I discovered during 2022, but they're, if they sound like things that really don't line up with, you know, what you know about me, except that my music tastes can be eclectic, then I would say that's a fair observation. The first one is Cold Heart.
By?
What's the Elton John Dua Lipa like remix of Cold Heart, Cold Heart by Elton John. That's probably why I like this song, because it's a remix of the old version. But Dua Lipa's producers do put, like, her music does have a danceable beat to it. It's almost like kind of a, like a throwback to disco almost.
It reminds me of the Eiffel 65 Blue. How there's a, this new lady that remixed their song.
Okay.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
Well, I mean, you know, and this song either is not what you want to call very original. It's just basically taking an Elton John song and you know, kind of remixing it. Don't watch the video, by the way. The video is almost, the video is scary. It's horrifying. It's like somebody took some stop motion puppets of, like, people dressed up to be, they're not furries, but they're like cat rodent people. It's unsettling. So just take my word for it. I mean, maybe watch the video just to see it, but don't, you know, just kind of brace yourself. My next one is from Encanto. It's We Don't Talk About Bruno. Yes. But we don't talk about Bruno, no. We don't, you know that song.
Yeah.
It sticks with you. So I'm probably going to get crap for this one. Because there's really nothing else from this guy that I like. But I do like this song. And it's Songs for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles.
Okay. I haven't heard that name in a while.
You're not gonna hear me listening to a lot of Harry Styles, but I don't know if it's typical of the kind of stuff that he does or not, but it's got a nice vibe to it.
Wasn't he a judge on one of the shows?
Probably. No, sure. No, I don't think he was. It was another member of One Direction that was. It was, I can't remember his name now.
Dang.
And then my last two picks are from old reliable Chris Standring, because he's somebody that I do listen to, but he doesn't sing. He just plays the guitar. Shadow of Doubt and Change the World.
Change the World. That song sounds familiar.
Well, it's the same title of the Eric Clapton song.
Okay, that's why. That's where I've heard it from then. Eric Clapton.
But, this is a very different version. Well, it's a very different song, just the same title. But Shadow of Doubt, I think, came off an album that Chris Standring put out after he had, like, a health scare.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just kind of really channeling a very, very vibrant vibe. And, you know, it was kind of celebration of life kind of a deal. But I dig his guitar playing. He's like a nerdy 6'4" British guy, but he can play guitar with some real soul, and he loves to stick attractive women in his videos.
So what's this guy's name again? I'm just kidding.
Chris Standring.
I'll tell you another good artist is Devin Allman. Yeah. You need to listen to some of his music.
Any Allman brother connection there?
Yeah, Greg Allman is his dad.
That might have something to do that with the musical talent then.
Oh, yeah. And he's coming to Knoxville And I'm going.
Those are my music picks. Amazed that I had any for 2022.
Yeah, that's a very colorful list.
Yeah, it is that.
I like it. I have something to
That
say. I do have a
you.
quote for us this time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Then I should probably get this in before the quote, so I'll let you give you the last word of the evening.
Okay.
But I you know my I did have to want to mention that my friend's bakery burned down actually last night,
Oh, geez.
and now his business is toast.
No. See, I went with it. I was like really like intrigued. I was like I was gonna like send my apologies or something to him.
Condolences. No, don't
Yeah.
send, just send some butter. That's
Since
that'd be it. Or some cream cheese.
send some bread.
Or get some of that tech that cinnamon spread from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh man. Yes, I got an inspirational quote for you for this evening. So, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Good one. Good one. It's a good one.
But you know what I did last night? Yeah, I watched a documentary on how pickles are made. It was jarring.
And with that, I will say X
Why?
Z
Z
U
you
later.
later.
My word.
You
And
got it.
we're out.
You got it. Perfect.
Did we though?
It was good. It was good. It was more in sync than ever.
Well, I'm just too tired to try anymore. And you got to be more tired than me. 2 hours of sleep. So.
Hours of sleep, man. That's a bit crazy.